If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who runs the Quindecum Bar, Aaron, and with me is the guy who works at the bowling alley, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. Good week. It was a really fun week.
Well, for me, it was a good couple days.
And what anime did you finish in a couple days, Jay?
The Memento Mori classic, Death Parade.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at My Anime List. So after death, there is no heaven or hell, only a bar that stands between reincarnation and oblivion. There, the attendant will, one after another, challenge pairs of the recently deceased to a random game in which their fate of ascending into reincarnation or falling into the void will be wagered. Whether it's bowling, darts, air hockey, or anything in between, each person's true nature will be revealed in a ghastly parade of death and memories, dancing to the whims of the bar's master. Welcome to Quindecum, where Decum, arbiter of the afterlife, awaits.
I always thought it was really funny that the first person who was in the bar, his name was Quinn.
Yeah.
So it's just Quindecum. I thought it was pretty cool. Pretty cute.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool... I like the name.
That's a really awesome name for a bar, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, you ready for some facts?
Yes.
Okay, so this anime is 2015, psychological. It was written by Yuzuru Tachikawa, and it was also directed by Yuzuru Tachikawa, who worked on Bleach, Kill la Kill, Kiss Niver, and A Woman Called Fujiko Mine, and directed Decadence and Mob Psycho.
Wow.
Yeah, I hear Decadence. I think
that's probably where we got the Death Billiards from.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Yeah. He originally did Death Billiards as well. The studio was Madhouse, and they've done anime such as One Punch Man, Ace of Diamonds, and anime we've covered, Nana, Paradise Kiss, Monster, Oh Eat a Rocket, Sunday Without God, and My Love Story. Is Madhouse the most covered anime studio we've done?
Maybe.
It might be, because I count 9. Oh, this is the 8th, I think, anime we've covered from them.
Wow. Yeah, it might be then.
Yeah, and that's without really even thinking about it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, there might be like some random studio like JC Staff that maybe we did more of. Or
I don't know, maybe, but JC Staff we might have done almost the same number, but I'm pretty sure it's the most. And it's licensed by Funimation. The music was done by Yuki Hayashi, and he did the music for Kiss Niver, Sorry It or Not, Haikyuu, and My Hero Academia. I think we talked about it. Yeah, I think we talked about it before in the My Hero Academia, but apparently he was a rhythm gymnast. I read more into it. He apparently did a lot of the music for his own choreography. And then yes, people were like, yeah, and people were like, we really like it. We want you to do music for us. And then he just started doing it for other people.
Yeah. Oh. And the music, like, speaking of the music in this anime is pretty freaking good.
You know what I really love about this background music, especially when I hear it comes from like Haikyuu and My Hero Academia? It's completely different. I love how like all the bar like loungy jazz that's in it. I love it.
Do you have like a favorite track?
I do. I just don't know how it goes. A lot of like this, the chill, like when Deckham's just at the bar. And
my favorite piece was the ice skating music that was playing,
which makes sense too, because that's what he writes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes, actually, that was really quiet, I love the music in, is the Old Maid game.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really quiet, and you can just let the instrumental play, and it's really good. I love it. The opening is Flyers by Bradio, and they've done music for The Peeping Life and Duel Masters. And then the ending...
The Peeping Life.
The Peeping Life, yeah. And the ending is End Theater by Noisy Cell. The fun facts, For this week, originally this anime came from a short called Death Billiards, and it was a short that was for a young animators competition. And Shinichiro Watanabe of Carolyn Tuesday / Cowboy Bebop fame worked on the endings.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, he did the visuals for the endings.
Of that short?
No, of the anime.
Death Parade?
Yeah, of Death Parade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all the endings he storyboarded.
Pretty cool. I mean, the endings, there was a few different ones.
Exactly.
And what was
your favorite one, Jay?
Might be the date.
Yeah, I love that one.
That one's really good.
What'd you think of the opening and ending songs?
Fantastic. The opening song is really good. I did not skip it once.
Oh, did you? One of my favorite, well, two of my favorite details in that ending, or opening, sorry, are, did you notice, is it Chiyuki? Yeah, Chiyuki skating?
Yes, and Deckham's like clapping for her.
Yeah, and then also the detective is in the opening as well. I don't know if you see him or if you notice him or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's there really fast. He's like, it's like this weird, it's not even like an in-between frame, but it's in between these two scenes. And all you see is him tapping his cigarette to the music.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So it was pretty cool. He's like the only real like guest who's in the opening. If you don't count, Mayu and Chizuru who's in it. Mm. Super cool. I love the visuals in the opening as well. Very fun. Yeah. Did you watch all the way to the end of
the episodes?
Yeah. Well, all the way to the end. Like, end of the last episode.
End of the last episode?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I did.
So at the very end of the last episode, where it just like at the end of the opening, it shows them like it shows Deckham and Chiyuki pointing up to the sky. And it ends with Chiyuki sitting there with the two dolls. If you look at it, if you look at the last scene of that, it's actually Chiyuki's doll that's holding the two dolls at the end.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was really, really cool. All right, Jay. You got anything general you want to talk about?
In the opening, I mentioned that I was watching this like within like a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And the pacing in this anime is, I think, some of the best that I've ever watched.
You know, this anime, I want more anthology anime. Because this is exactly what this is. It's just perfect. It's almost like the Twilight Zone, where we're getting peaks into different people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's so good. I love it's fast-paced, but slow in a way. Like,
yes.
Even really slow scenes that simmer, it's so good. I love it.
Yeah, because like before I knew it, I was done with the anime. I felt like I was missing something because like I was already at the end and I was like, that can't be the ending. Like, it was too fast.
No, oh, it's so good.
But yeah, it was so good.
I think I talked about it last week when I said, I feel like this anime could have went on for like 100 episodes. Like, as long as you had games.
You can keep going or something.
Not even like unique games, really. Just like as long as like they could have been playing dodgeball or something, and it could have been something crazy, you know. And like it's like really cool because like in like Old Maid, there is no weird penalty game to it. It's just like they're just playing Old Maid.
Yeah, and then just memories are triggering after each like picture is revealed.
Yeah, it's so good. I love that episode. It's like probably my favorite episode in the series.
That's like that might be like one of my like nitpicky things is not all the games had like a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first game was darts and that they had bad consequences right at the start.
Right.
But then the next game was bowling and there wasn't really
there was no consequence. It was nice though. It was a nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was cute.
I think most of those games that don't have like the life or death thing to it to me are like my favorite ones because they're so chill. They're like, and like some of the stories that are told in that and those two episodes are like the best stories they tell.
Yeah,
I actually, how did you feel about the first or the second episode basically explaining the first episode?
I liked it. I liked the filling in the blanks of like what was going on.
Like I saw someone's comment about that episode, and they were like, it takes away all the mystery from the first episode. Mm-hmm. But then I actually do kind of like that it takes away some of that mystique away from that first episode, because they're not doing it for no reason. They're not doing it as like a handhold. They're doing it to prove a point in the end, which is arbiters can be wrong. They're not infallible. And I thought that was really, really cool. I love the way that this anime, in a lot of spots, naturally brings up memories.
Yes.
So, like, one of my favorite ones is in the air hockey episode. He's, like, looking at his shoes, and then, like, it triggers the memory of his wife bringing him his new shoes because his old one had holes in them.
Yeah.
And it's such, like, a natural way to show, like, memories. It's, like it starts, like, off in the memory, and it comes back, and it's focused on his shoes. Like, saying, like, oh, he saw his shoes, so then he remembered.
Yeah.
Pretty good. How this anime uses basic character tropes is very strong. Like, how, if this was, like, any other anime where, the kind of the characters are, like, not paper thin, but they give each character enough character to, like, so you care. And they use, like, very basic writing, tricks to get you to care about these characters. And, like, a longer form, I would usually complain about it, but in this case the characters who were introduced to are only there for an episode, so it doesn't really matter. They're here for like the moral of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite things about it is the whole idea of like you don't know people, essentially. Like you might need to see their memories, but you don't know them. And it rings true with like Chiyuki, because you don't even know like her name the majority of the episode, or through the series. Yeah. And she even, like we don't, like, we think we know, like, as an audience, we think we know her compass mm-hmm. points, but in reality, it's, like, completely different.
Yeah, she even said it herself when she was regaining her memory, that, like, after she hurt herself, she really didn't know, like, all of the people that she calls her friends, like, they're pretty much strangers to her.
Right.
Like they don't really, like, we don't really know that much about each other.
Exactly. Like, we only had this one thing in common, and that's it. And then once that's gone, what do we have left? You know?
Yeah.
It was just a crazy thought. But speaking of characters, that, and you mentioned it earlier, but the ice skating montage is probably one of my favorite scenes in, like, any anime. Because mm-hmm. through that one scene with no dialogue whatsoever, you figure out that like ice skating is everything to Chiyuki.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It's so good. Like the music swelling up, how she's like her choreography as it's going is getting more intricate and intricate
until
like the end. Beautiful. And it's just like a beautiful piece of art. I really liked it.
Yeah. The set was really nice as well, with the giant chandelier, and then all the people in the pews,
really, clapping really for nice. What was your? There's a lot of really cool imagery in this anime. I guess I could save it for cinematography and stuff.
Cinematography, yeah.
Yeah, but one really cool detail was: did you know that? Or did you see that? The Chawa, the little girl's wrist, was also ripped on the on her toy. On her stuffed animal, or a stuffed toy.
Toy.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, the wrist of the stuffed toy on her same wrist that she slit was ripped open. Yeah, which is really cool. And then, like, I guess I'll talk a little bit about imagery, but the first part of her to break was her wrist, the wrist that she cut.
Yes.
And that was really, really cool. And, like, it's really cool because you start, like, piecing together things that they've laid out across the whole anime, and it's pretty cool. I really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if you noticed. What do you mean? So, like, at the end of the anime, the elevator guy goes to Genty's bar, and he's like, hey, he's like, where's the cat? And he goes, oh, the cat doesn't come around anymore.
What the heck?
Yeah,
I don't think I caught that.
Yeah, it's such a weird detail. Like after he threw, after he tricked like Miyuki into the void, the cat stopped coming around.
I don't know why. Maybe because of that.
Yeah. But it's interesting though. It's like a real interesting thing they say like near the end, and it's like real. It's like a real quick scene.
That's like a nice like juxtaposition, because like the same kind of option is like given to Chiyuki at the end. Right. Where like, oh, you get to choose. So this guy has to be sacrificed in order for what's his face to get his soul back, and she ends up choosing to sacrifice the random guy,
right?
And that's what ultimately sends her to the void along with him.
I thought that was actually really cute too. They became one at the end.
Yeah,
their souls merged.
One in the void, one in like with unbearable agony for the rest of the eternity. That's.
Well, what someone made a really good point is like they don't know what actually the void is. Like Genty, for all he knows, can just be saying what he thinks it is.
He's a dummy too.
So yeah, he wouldn't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But at least
he only knows what the people tell him that what it is.
Yeah, and at least Miyuki and Harada, I think his name is, they're together. Yeah. At least in the void, which is really cute.
Totally my type.
I love it. It's so good. And then my final point is, this might be one of my favorite dubs we've watched.
Yeah, this dub is really good.
Again,
there's a lot of heavy hitters in this anime.
Yeah, we must mention again, never again will we get an anime with this many heavy hitters in it at one time. The best episode, like dubbing wise, does come from the old maid episode, because there's no action going on in that episode. There's nothing like really crazy happening. It's just three people playing old maid, and that whole episode is carried on the voice acting, and it's really, really good. Whoever directed that episode, the ADR director, did a like awesome job.
Yeah, all the voice actors did a pretty good job. I'm always happy when Brandon Potter is in an anime.
Oh, too bad he was only in there for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, he was the decoy guest.
You're not gonna ask if I'm thirsty?
I want a beer.
That beer looked really good too. You know what also looked really good? Were those sandwiches they made.
Oh yeah.
That bread looked really good too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I feel like all sandwiches in Japan look like that, and I want one.
I know, it's so good. All right, so before we go on to the usual stuff, Jay, I asked you to, let's rank the games.
Yes.
All right, so do you want to go first or want me to go first?
Go first.
All right.
What are you going from, least favorite
to favorite? I'm
going
to go to favorite to least favorite.
Okay, favorite. Okay, what's your favorite?
Least favorite, like I said, this is like least favorite, because I think I love all the games. They're pretty good. My number one is Old Maid. I really loved how quiet it was. Super low stakes game. Really carried on the voice acting. And it's not even really about the old lady, like, in the end. It's more about, like, Chiyuki and her getting...
Yeah, it was more of, like, an assisting Chiyuki into remembering.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a really... Oh, it's, like, a really cute... scene when she's talking about how my husband and I couldn't have kids, so my drawings were my kids. Like that was really cute. And then I have the bowling. I think again, very chill episode. One of my favorite endings of You Still Owe Me That Date.
Yeah.
And very, very cute. I really hope when they're both reincarnated, they meet each other again. Yeah. Then I have air hockey. I think air hockey actually enhances Old Maid a lot, because like that one's like super high stakes and ends super tensely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just juxtaposed to the Old Maid, where it's just nice and slow and a quiet game. Oh, it's so good. Then Death Arcade. It's just a really fun episode. Oh, I forgot to put Twister. Twister would probably go right after Arcade, because that one's real fun too.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Darts, the last game.
Really?
Yeah. I guess it's my least favorite, but I still really like it. The story in it's very...
Is that all of them?
Yeah, unless I'm missing one.
Darts, bowling. It was darts, bowling, then Twister?
Yeah, Twister, yep. Arcade.
Arcade.
I mean Arcade, Twister, Air Hockey, Old Maid.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, in that order, pretty sure. So what about you, Jay?
I think my favorite was Air Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I liked how intense that whole thing was. And just the memories for them two was really, like, fun to piece together.
Right.
I thought that was a very fun episode.
Fun two episodes.
Two episodes, yeah. Then I'd probably pick Old Maid. It's probably my second favorite. And then I would say Twister. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that one because like how different it was from like all the other because one it's a different arbiter,
right?
And like different room. It's like at a with the tatami mats and all that stuff.
It's a cool Japanese style bar.
Yeah, really nice,
really intimate too. That's what I love about Genty's bar. It really reminded me of a Japanese bar because they're just so small.
Yeah. And it almost felt like there were like other levels that you probably like find in a, like more like a restaurant or something like that in the same style.
Yeah.
Really cool setting. I think then I'd pick arcade and I don't know about bowling and darts. I don't, I probably pick bowling over darts for sure.
All right. That's fair.
So darts will probably be my least favorite, even though it was a pretty good introduction to everything.
Yeah.
It's not that darts is bad, but.
Exactly. It's just the other ones are so good.
So much better, yeah.
Yeah. I really like how, I guess I kind of ran over it, but how we're thrown into this world with darts. And then the second episode is like, okay, now here's a background of everything. Like, and then like kind of take away the mystique of what they saw. Like everything is not what it appears. I kind of like that, that blatant, like take you behind the smoke and mirrors aspect of
it. I really love like almost like it's like telling us the business side of what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, this is what we're doing, this is how it's run,
this is how the sausage is made right here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jay. Art, I see, I want more episodes for the simple fact that I want to see more arbiters' rooms.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they allude that there's a bunch of arbiters, I'm assuming, there's because
89 floors, because the 90th is where Nona lives,
and the first floor is where all the dolls are.
Yeah, they saw like that really cool break room that they got to take a train to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to see, like, it almost makes it sound like
billiards. Is that right? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the break room. There's like a break room where like there's a cafeteria where they all eat.
Oh yeah, where that's where Deckham gets the food.
Yeah,
to start cooking.
And they got to go like by train to get to it. Like it's almost like the arbiters don't live in the tower. They live somewhere else. And that would have been also really interesting to see what there is.
Mm-hmm. I guess like just like to build upon that, the setting of this anime, how it looks is I really like how everything's a bar.
Yeah, what do you think about the character designs, Jay?
For the most part they're all pretty good. I like the style. It's like very dark. I mean, there are, it's like a very like gothic kind of style.
Is Chiyuki a goth girl? She a punk girl?
She's like a, I would say she's like more, yeah, probably a goth.
Goth, probably, more goth than punk.
Go into subgenres or something like that.
Right.
Just like vague, like a blanket answer.
Goth. I know. Mayu being a gal, I really love, because we never get real much gals in anime.
Yeah.
And I just really love the gal. Like just the really cute, innocent things of her, like her the teddy bear in her hair. Mm-hmm. Really cute.
Yeah.
Also really sad you see it at the end in the corpse pile.
Yeah.
Sitting there. God.
Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs. Triumphant return.
Back again. It's like, what, the third anime that has Crocs?
It's 2015, so that's when Crocs started getting big, right?
I don't know.
Or when Crocs started.
I remember Crocs in high school.
Oh, and then they go.
I don't know what she is, but she has like a skull, like a dinosaur skull head or a
yeah, that's head. Castra, her name is.
Castra?
Castra. She's really, really cool.
Yeah, I want to know more about her.
Her and Quinn are...
Yeah, Quinn is also really cool.
Yeah, really, really cool characters I wish we got kind of more of. I don't think they're underutilized, because there's never like a moment where you're like, oh, we could have used more of her. Like, I don't know where you would fit more of her in this anime. Yeah. Like, this anime does a good job not wasting episodes, I feel.
Yeah, there's little to no fluff.
Yeah, that's why I wish there was more episodes, because we can just, like, oh, let's see, like, a day in a life in the, like, Information Bureau would be kind of interesting. And see, like, who's involved there. Or a day in the life in where Castra works at. She works at, like, she assigns dead people to
the arbiters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be also interesting. That room is also really dope. Mm-hmm. Where there's all the blood dripping down, which I assume is people dying and I don't know, falling into cups. There's also, I really like Nona's room. Nona has like the coolest room out of everybody.
Yeah.
Where it's just like a house in the middle of a field almost.
Yeah, it's like a meadow or something.
Yeah, like a meadow, I guess meadow. The first thing I think of when I see her place is like heaven. Is like the first thing I think of. Yeah. That's what it seems like. What else we got? Jay?
For art or cinematography?
Art. Do you have any other art you want to talk about? Oh, I guess if we're here about art, the eye catches are really cool in this anime.
Oh yeah, there's like unique ones for every episode.
Exactly, for the episode title. There's no two separate ones, but I do like the color contrast. It changes in between the two.
Yeah. My favorite being the pool. The air hockey one. There was no pool.
Yeah, there was air pool, hockey. But we didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the side of the air skull. Hockey. The skull.
Yeah.
Looked really cool. How about cinematography, Jay?
There is one shot that I really enjoyed. And it was the arcade episode. I think the girl was about to like attack Deckham or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Deckham like uses his strings to like grab her before she does before she like hits him or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this sweeping motion where you see her stumble. You see it's like a shot of her feet or her legs and like her stumbling and then like running straight into like the aquarium with the jellyfish.
Right.
I thought that was like a really cool like set of shots. That was like one swoop of like motion. It looked really cool.
This anime does a kind of good job blending 3D with traditional animation. Mm-hmm. I feel one of my favorite scenes is actually in the first episode. There's a lot of cool imagery with the wedding rings, where like before they start the game, there's like a really cool shot of one of them like kind of grasping onto their ring, like, mm-hmm. And then later on, after somebody bleeds, there's like it shows the ring again and it's all bloody.
Yeah.
So it's like really cool, like almost like in this situation, like the ring didn't even matter in the end.
Yeah, it's like the game that tests their marriage or something.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like unity, you know? That's what the ring symbolizes, and.
Yeah.
Not even that. Like, even that unity is tainted by the game that they just played. Or even, like, tainted by themselves, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, their whole... Like, basically showing, like, their whole marriage was tainted in a way. Like, Nona says, like, Tatsumi, the guy, could have never been happy because he had trust issues. Oh, the... maybe you notice it's kind of obvious, but it's the... In the bowling episode, when the elevator doors are closing, the girl's face goes, like, she has half of her normal face before the surgery and half of her face looks like now.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like really...
Like, her, like, eyes moves, like, in a different way.
Yeah, like, her eyes more slouched down. And I was like, oh, poor girl. And then I also really like how they never... I mean, they do tell us where everybody goes, but they... No, they don't tell us. They show us, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I also like how the positions of the doors change as well.
Yes. So like it's almost like a false sense of security. Like, oh, okay, this guy's going to... Oh, wait, no, never mind. He's not.
Yeah, we don't know until they show the mask at the end.
Yeah, the mask. If it's like a Oni or if it's a... Or God, whatever the other one whatever is. The thing God. Is.
Yeah, like, and I was very happy when I saw in the bowling episode they both got reincarnated at the end, which is pretty cool. The last scene with Mayuki... Or not Mayuki. With Mayu when she's falling with Harada.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A really, really cute scene of them holding hands and disappearing together. Very scary, if you think about it. Like, in Mayu's, like, point of view. Like, just falling into the abyss. And I do like that we get to see what happens when someone falls.
Yeah, they just disintegrate into a mannequin, right?
Yeah. But we, and like, see the process, which is really cool. And also, I love the line of Chiyuki when they're in the basement. And she's like, is this where I'm going to end up? And Deccan goes, no, you're not going to end up here. Because, like, obviously he's going to take
her. I know, that would have been a huge weight off my shoulders.
I know.
Like, oh my God, thank goodness.
I know.
You get reincarnated as a dog. Please.
Please. I know, it's one of my favorite scenes of this anime is the scene where she makes the realization of, you know, everybody has somebody that they love. Like, it doesn't matter if the person who gets taken from me isn't, I know them, they're gonna hurt. They're gonna have something who's gonna hurt just like how my mom is hurting. So yeah. I can't.
I asked myself that question if I would be able to, like, sacrifice somebody in order to save my own life, and I don't think I'd be able to. The guilt would be, even though it went, because he said that Chiyuki wouldn't remember anything about what had happened. So, like, even though you wouldn't remember that somebody was sacrificed in your order for you to be there, I still, in that moment, I would feel too guilty to do it.
What's
of the same reason?
What's crazy is he was doing the exact same thing that Genty did to Miyu, but on a larger scale.
Yeah.
Because if she would have chose the option to kill somebody, she would have been sent to the void. It wasn't gonna really bring her back. And I thought that was really that's really cool. The idea of it. Mm-hmm. I do think it was really cool that when Deckham started, like, feeling all the emotions, his eyes went from the Arbiter eyes to human pupils.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Like, that's the one way to tell the difference between humans and the dummies were the pupils. Oh, yeah. And I don't think, I think his name's Oculus, the guy with the lotus beard. He doesn't have those eyes, right? Doesn't he have normal eyes?
He has, like, a different kind of eyes. I don't think he has either dummy or human eyes.
How do you feel that most Arbiters do seem like they have emotions?
I know, right? It seems like all of them do.
Yeah. Like, the reason why I feel like Quinn was taken out because she had too much emotions. She was too excitable. Yeah,
probably. Mm-hmm.
And that's why she was more better suited for the Information Bureau. But... I like how one of the biggest complaints I saw was the whole point of they're not supposed to have emotions, and, like, Deckham's supposed to have emotions, but he seems like the most emotionless Arbiter between at least him and, why do you keep calling him Genty? Yeah, like, Genty seems like he has more emotion than anything.
Yeah,
but he doesn't
have his own opinions on everything.
But he doesn't let that influence his judging.
Yeah,
so that could be the difference. Like, in the end, Genty is, like, indifferent to what happens to people.
Yeah, he kind of even, like, hates humans.
Right. Like, he not finds joy in doing this to people, but he's like, whatever. Whereas Deckham, like, feels for these people. What's the line? He's like,
he respects people that live a fulfilling life.
Exactly. You want to go on to favorite characters, Jay?
Yeah, let me just get a list up.
Yeah, well... I don't think I have any underutilized characters, personally.
Yeah.
And I don't have any least favorite characters.
Yeah, I would say that as well.
Maybe Genty.
Genty?
Yeah, but I don't really feel too strongly about him.
Yeah.
Real quick, I guess I'll save it for later. I was going to say, before we get into characters, Jay, favorite death. Who's your favorite death?
Favorite death? Yeah. I wish I had more time to think about it.
I know, sorry. I know, like, Harada. Harada was, like, probably, like, my favorite.
Yeah, that's probably the best death.
Because,
just them two together.
Well, no, his death, his actual death.
His actual death.
Yeah, of the bomb.
He was blown up.
Yeah. So this is a present from my sister. I was like, first of all, what a scumbag. Like, I really hope he didn't know that was her sister. Because that would for sure definitely, like, yeah, you get the void. You don't feel bad for what happened.
Yeah.
Also, Mayu's death is pretty funny. I thought, like, her just
I was like, slipping. Oh my god, that's like just something that she would do.
Just slip and break her neck or bump her head. It's horrible.
When I saw that, I was like, oh my god.
I know it's brutal. Mm-hmm. I know favorite death is such a weird question to ask, but yeah, like those two are like, at least Mayu's is kind of comical. Like, she died right after the concert, and she was excited and did her head. So for my favorite characters, Jay, I have Nona. I really like Nona. It's like, she's almost like really like the real protagonist of the anime. Because, like, she's trying to push forward the whole theme of it more than, like, actual Dekum is.
Yeah, like we need emotions to be able to judge these people accurately.
Yeah, like, her versus Oculus is basically, like, the actual anime. Like, the whole purpose. It's, like, this chess game between the two. Mm-hmm. Well, not chess. It's actually almost more like pool. Because Nona's, like, in control the whole time.
Yeah.
Until, like, she slips up, which means she missed the ball. And then Oculus gets a turn at it. Which is pretty cool. I really like that idea. I really do also like that Oculus is basically the main antagonist of the story.
Yeah.
And I love any anime that has a non-traditional antagonist, really. Mm-hmm. Chiyuki, also really cute, really cool.
Like her white strand.
Right.
Of hair.
Again, that really cool montage, like, really sells me on her character. And it's really cool because, like, we don't know anything about her until that point.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, really cool. A really cool way to be like, this is the character you've been rooting for the whole time, and her motivations that she didn't quite know herself.
Dekum. I like Dekum.
I don't know. I think he's fine. I think
he was funny at some parts as well.
Like, yeah, he has a little character.
5-minute date.
Yeah, the 5-minute date. That is pretty cute. Who else you got? Quinn. Quinn's also
great.
Really cool. I just like how she loves
alcohol
from the other world, from our world, essentially. Mm-hmm. Castra, the only character I wish we got more. She has, like, no speaking roles, and she's, like, the coolest looking character.
Anime. Just gets information for Nona in exchange for candy.
Exactly. Mayu, really cool. Really love gals. Gals are my favorite archetype of girls in anime. She's super cute. I'm glad she got to stay a little bit longer than her game.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that, like, oh, what is she still doing there?
I really wish we got one more Genti game with Mayu being like taking up the like Chiyuki role. Spot. Yeah.
That'd have been pretty cool.
Because I think that would be pretty fun. That's a pretty fun dynamic between the two of them.
Yeah.
And then Tatsumi, which is the detective. I think he played a really great opposite to the guy, the kid. It wasn't a kid, but...
Yeah, Shimada?
Yeah.
Todd Habercorn's character?
Yeah. Also, really good. I love Todd Habercorn. He played he was really good in that in this anime. Everyone was really good in this anime.
And Kent Williams played Tatsumi.
Yeah.
That guy's a veteran.
Exactly. There, like I said, a lot of heavy, heavy hitters in this anime. Like, I barely noticed. It took me a while to notice that Chiyuki was somebody. I forget her name off the top of my head right now.
Jamie Machi,
thank you. Yeah. And she did a really good job. Like, she usually has like a voice she plays and keeps that on. But this one, how she played it pretty good. And then Sachiko, which is the old lady. As we all know, what does Sachiko mean again? I forget, because it's the name of the girl in Nana as well.
Sachi? It's the...
It's like summer the something child, right? Sachiko. Yeah. Her name's Yuki. Sachiko. You know that weird... I don't know why. That super reminds me of... it does remind me of Nana, especially with Chiyuki kind of being... the tough exterior girl, or kind of dressed like that. She's not really a tough girl, but she kind of reminds me,
I guess so,
of Nana in a weird way. Do you have any other characters you want to talk about, Jay?
Oh, I like the bellhop guy.
What's his name?
Is it Clavis?
Clavis. There you go. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Reminds me of he's definitely like a punk character. He has like piercings and colored hair.
Right.
I like any kind of punk character in an anime.
Hmm.
All right, Jay, anything you want to bring up that we haven't talked about yet?
No, not really. I mean, we pretty much covered everything.
All right, any last words you want to have before we end of the wrap-up?
Definitely you should watch this anime.
Spoilers.
spoilers into the thing, but yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed. You know,
this your second time watching it?
Yeah, this is my second time watching it. And, it was weird because before this, I don't know if I would have put it in my top five favorite anime, but I think it needs a spot in my top five anime because it's really good. Like I have like a four-way tie for like my favorite, and I think this is like comfortably like my fifth favorite anime of all time, but it's so good. I really, really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I definitely liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to like it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I guess spoiler, if it's one of my top five favorite, spoilers for what's coming up next. But anyway, accessibility, Jay.
There is underwear. Is there cursing? And there's blood, stabbing.
So yeah, that's about it.
Not for the kids.
Yeah, definitely teen plus.
Yes.
And you can get it on, I'm pretty sure, Hulu, Funimation.
Yeah, Funimation has a dub. I'm pretty sure it's on Hulu as well, but only sub only.
Yeah, and then I don't know about Crunchy. It could be on Crunchy. I don't think so, though. Rewatchability, Jay. This is high for me.
Yeah, I'd watch it again. When did this anime come out again?
2015.
15? Oh, man, yeah. If there was going to be another season, it probably would have been
announced. Happened by now, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was another season. It'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is something.
Follow
that
should another
be a podcast arbiter. That we do is like, what second seasons do we want? What anime do we want to resurrect?
That would be a fun little side video we could do, a side podcast. Top five anime that need a second season.
One Piece.
I know. I prefer new things over old things, like old new things, I guess is the word. Like, if
fresh
someone
take on old things,
yeah. Like, I'd rather see this director do another original work than have another Death Second Parade season. 2.
Okay,
I feel like Death Parade ends on too soon of a note, but I think that's fine.
It's a good note.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need more. I want more, but I don't think I need more. What's next, Jay? What would you want from a second season, Jay?
What I want in a second season? Just more of the same.
More of the same, exactly. This goes, I think, in the world only God knows territory of, like, just keep running it until it's until it's dead, I guess.
Yeah.
Until the concept gets boring.
I mean, they could even probably do a thing where Chiyuki is still in it, and there she's just... Because this whole thing took place over, like,
three months,
right?
Yeah.
So
it's like every day could be something different.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. Final rating. What do you rate it?
I give this a gotta-go-watch.
Yes, this is a gotta-go-watch. Madhouse classic anime.
Yep.
Watch the dub. One of the greatest dubs of all time, I feel.
Hey, that's a pretty good dub.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Now that we've both been reincarnated as podcasters, Jay.
I know, right?
What do you have for next week?
I know in the beginning of the podcast I said that this was a very easy watch. This next one that I'm picking might not be so easy to watch. It's called Shiguryu Death Frenzy. Have you ever heard of this anime?
No, never in my life.
Okay. I do not know 100% about what it's about. I know that it is gory, though.
Okay.
And it's like Samurai Times.
Okay. Where can we watch it, Jay?
Funimation.
What is it called? Death Frenzy?
Yes. Shiguryu Death Frenzy.
That's interesting.
So just type in death and you'll see it.
Okay.
The search bar.
How many episodes, Jay?
It's another 13.
Hopefully it's good.
I know. Hopefully it's good. I know. I remember I watched like the very beginning of this anime, and like it starts off with like a duel between two disabled samurais, one being blind, one has one arm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're like fighting for during some tournament. But that's all I really know about this anime, and that it's gory. All
right. And if you're excited to hear our takes on that anime, or if you enjoyed our takes on Death Parade, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave us a like. Go ahead, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify. Oh, we're on Spotify now, Jay. So Spotify.
Oh, we are?
Yep, we're on Spotify.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Next is what? iHeartRadio? We need to get on there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Maybe we're already on there. I'm going to go check. Okay. It could be one of those ones that just it's an aggregate, but I know iHeartRadio, you might. Like, I know Stitcher is also like the next one I need to go and get us up on. But, yeah. Expanding the universe.
There we go. That's exactly what we need.
Oh, and also, shout out to, I forgot to mention, but you guys have probably noticed our new, shiny new profile logo. Icon logo.
Yes. Thanks to my brother-in-law.
Yeah, he did a really good job on it.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
Yeah, I know our, we have a new theme song coming in pretty soon, so.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
And if you want to follow Eric, I believe he sells like stickers and stuff. All right. So if you want to follow him on Instagram, it's Boten Eric. It's all one word. It's a BOTENERIK.
Yeah. And he's a cool dude. Cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He sells like stickers and stuff like that on the side. So if you want to just check him out, give him a follow.
All right. And with that, everybody, we'll see you in the next one.
Yep. See you guys later.
Everybody stay, I don't know, Jay, stay what? Quick.
Stay bowling.
There you go.